Welcome back to the Isle of Wight Show with me, Joe Redstone. Continuing my series of interviews with athletes from the Isle of Wight Island Games teams, today I am talking to Charlie Metcalf, our rather extraordinary gold medalist from the women's half marathon. Here is my interview with Charlie Metcalf. And I am here with Charlie Metcalf, recently returned from Gibraltar, clutching a gold medal because she won the ladies' half marathon. So, Charlie, how does it feel being back? A little bit of time has gone now. Has it had time to sink in yet?
Yeah, it's been brilliant being back. We've had loads of people commenting and the support behind the Isle of Wight. It makes you really proud to have been able to support our team and run out there in Gibraltar. And achieve what we had.
And talk to us a little bit about the race itself. How you competed 2 years ago, I believe, and was that your first time in the Island Games?
Yeah, 2 years ago was the first time I did the Island Games. I came fourth. I hadn't been training that long, so I started training sort of around the February, March time, and the event was in the June, end of June. It was a really hard race. It was quite fast, and I was really pleased to have come away with fourth. This time, I've had an extra 2 years of training, and I got gold this time, so I'm really pleased.
And was that the target when you left? Was that in the back of your mind that winning was the reason for going?
I wanted to do better than I had done previously. And the 2 years of training I'd put in, I know that I'd been to every training session, and I know I'd put in 100% into my training schedule. So I was quite confident that I would be in the beginning part of the pack, but I wasn't sure I'd come away with a medal.
And the race itself, how did that go? Give us a kind of brief explanation of that. I think it was probably kind of fairly hot out there for starters, was it?
Yeah, it was mega hot. We were really lucky because we got about an hour of cloud, which we hadn't had all week. But for some reason, we just got a little hour of wind, a little hour of cloud, and that gave us a bit of let up. So it had been really, really hot the whole time we'd been out there, and we'd been dreading it. But that the race wasn't too horrific, though there were people passing out from heat. So it wasn't mild by any means.
And then how were you feeling as the race was progressing? Because, you know, it goes on quite a long time, half marathon. You must have quite a lot going on in your head over it.
So as it unfolded, I was just really keen to stay with the front pack. I wanted to keep with the pack. And that was the intention from the beginning. It was hot, it was hilly. I just held on to the front two, and as we got past halfway, we seemed to drop one of the girls. We were a pack of three, we dropped one, and then there was just two of us left.
So the race itself was going along, and then at some point you must have realised that there was a point at which you needed to break away and move ahead and actually put yourself in that gold medal position.
Yeah, there was three of us. We dropped one girl. She was sort of lagging behind a bit. And then there was myself and the girl from Jersey. And I thought we would end up running to the track and the race between the two of us would unfold. But I dropped her a lot earlier than I thought. And then my only thinking was that I just wanted to put as much distance between myself and her as I could, because I was potentially in with the gold.
And that, as we know, that is how it finished. So do you remember crossing the line?
I do. I remember running the last 100 metres, or the last 600 metres, because that was what we had to do around the track. And my legs, trying to make my legs go as quick as they could, and crossing that line and just thinking, I've done it. Amazing.
Yeah, all that hard work was worth it in the end, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Excellent. And what about, you know, you've been back a week or so now. Have there been any thoughts about what you might do next, whether you're going to compete in a couple of years' time, anything like that?
I would love to have another crack at the Island Games in 2 years. So that's quite a way off now. It's going to be in Jersey next time. But in the meantime, I've got a marathon in, hopefully in October, all being well, staying fit and injury free. That's the intention. And yeah, maybe a couple of other races in between, a few of the Isle of Wight races.
Excellent. And can you talk to us a little bit about, I kind of watched the games from afar, I was still here on the Isle of Wight, and it seemed like there was a really good kind of team camaraderie and stuff. So can you talk to us a little bit about how it was actually being in Gibraltar with other team members from the Isle of Wight?
We had a really good team spirit between us all. The Isle of Wight brought quite a few athletes, different sporting athletes from different skill sets. We all tried to get round and watch as much as we could of the other events that were going on. It was like having a little family there.
I was a little bit taken aback with the level of competition. So the sort of times that people are putting in and the actual standard of the competition is incredibly high. And so could you just give us a brief explanation of, you know, your kind of typical training? How that might look, how much work actually goes into winning a gold medal?
I would say on a typical week, my mileage through lots of different sessions of running would average about 60 miles a week. It peaks at about 85, and then probably the lowest mileage would be about 45 to 50. So the mileage is always ticking over. I pretty much run 6 to 7 days a week, and sometimes I run twice a day. So it would really depend on what we were competing for, what I was training for, but that would give you a bit of a rough idea.
Yeah, so it's a big old commitment, isn't it?
Yeah, very much. There's a lot of juggling in my house because I have three kids and I work full time.
Yeah, and one last thing is, I know it's a little bit rude, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to ask you how old you are.
I'm 43, started running at 40.
So you only started running at 40?
I sort of was ticking over with running, and then I did a couple of little competitions, entered a few, and then, I would say I started being a bit more serious about running about 40, yeah.
Okay, and that, again, I don't want to sound rude now, but that would put you, you know, towards the top end of the kind of age bracket, is that fair to say?
Well, in distance running, which is what we do, you do tend to get an older group of people that take up distance running.
Okay. I think maybe I was just a little bit impressed by that, so perhaps I just wanted to bring that up. And just to finish up with, you know, just to kind of say thank you, well done, it's amazing. And yeah, I really appreciate your time today, Charlie.
No worries.
Thanks a lot.
No worries.
And a big thank you to Charlie Metcalf there. As you may have gathered, I sort of collared Charlie as she was walking along the beach, and we did that interview in her beach hut. So apologies if the sound was a little bit ropey in places, but I hope you enjoyed it nonetheless. If you're interested in finding out more about the Isle of Wight team or the Island Games in general, then their website is teamiow.org.uk, and they also have a really good Facebook page, which is facebook.com/teamiow, and there's a YouTube channel and an Instagram page as well. So plenty of places where you can find out a little bit more and maybe find out how you might be able to get involved as well. Please look out for our next interviews, which will be coming soon. In the meantime, if you did enjoy that, please do tell a friend about what it is that we're all up to here, and you can also subscribe to the Isle of Wight show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We look forward to you guys tuning in for the next episode, which will be coming soon. Cheers.